Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we are coming to you from Dallas, Texas, from Herb's House Coffee Shop. And Kent, I just kind of feel closer to the Lord here at Herb's House, if that's even possible. So maybe it's because you're sitting right there.
No, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, I think so. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're much too humble.
Yeah, right.
So the title, well, first of all, the passage today is Proverbs 10, verse 10. Proverbs 10, verse 10, the title of this is Bad Company. Bad Company, and which should be a warning for you, Kent, to share with me.
That's exactly right. We'll get into this.
Yeah. I don't want to hear these questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so as I read this, let me just set this up, Kent, that a man is known by the company he keeps. Now, we're to be with both believers and we're to be in the world with unbelievers. But there are circles of people who are close around us, who are our best friends, our closest associates. And we need to be careful who we let into our inner circle because they influence us in our thinking, in our words, our vocabulary. They influence us in our approach to life. And what we have in this proverb, and I'm just about to read it, is an example of someone who keeps bad company. Mm. And 1 Corinthians 15 says, bad company corrupts good morals. Mm-hmm. And so let me just read this verse. It says, he who winks the eye causes trouble, and a babbling fool will be ruined. So what is this saying, Kent? Well, the one who winks the eye is referring to a secret gesture to others who are kind of in league with you. And together you have conspired a plan that will cause trouble for other people, probably at your own personal gain, for your own advantage, but it will cause trouble for other people. And so he who winks the eye, you're hanging out with the wrong people, because when you wink the eye, you're signaling someone else who's connected with you and whatever this plan is that you're carrying out. So you're running with the wrong crowd, and so you're devising trouble. And so when you wink the eye, you're setting it in motion. You're activating the plan that's already been devised. And he says causes trouble. And the word trouble here means pain. It means harm, injury, hurt that results in sorrow for others. And so it's kind of like you are joined up with another person or several other people, and you're ganging up on another person and taking advantage of the numbers and catching them off guard because you've already devised a plan. And Kent, you know, what flashes to my mind is I've been in deacons meetings like this in the past where the plan is already in place. I'm the only person who walks into the meeting. I don't know what's getting ready to happen. And there's a wink of the eye. And so then that person speaks, and then that triggers the next person to speak. And next thing I know, this whole thing is falling on my head. Just in my little world, that's kind of how that's worked out in the past. And I would have more illustrations of that than I would want to give. And so the one who winks the eye causes trouble. And a babbling fool, and that's the one who winks the eye, and that's the one who is in league with the one who winks the eye. That's the babbling fool. Every time he winks the eye, so now the fool opens his mouth to speak, to carry out the plan, and he just speaks foolishness, nonsense at best. That which causes harm to others at worst. But the babbling fool is devoid of God's wisdom. And it says, we'll be ruined. So everyone involved in this plot, this almost relational assassination will be ruined. And this word ruined means to be thrown down. And the idea is to be brought down to destruction. And it will come back on them. It's like trying to throw a boomerang away. And it turns around and makes a U-turn and comes back and hits you in the head. I mean, you thought you were going to cause harm to others, but that thing eventually comes back and takes you out.
Yeah.
So this is a word to the wise, Kent. And I can remember my father growing up telling me, Steve, I'm so proud of the friends that you have. Mm. And they were a huge influence on me and kept me out of trouble. Mm-hmm. That who knows, if I had had other friends, I would have been sucked into a something totally different. So, Kent, let's talk about this.
Well, I would think our listeners and all of us can think of situations where people are against us, they're plotting against us, they smile in front of us, but behind us they're doing something. And I think we've all been there. But I guess my question is, what is behind this person or persons who are perverted and who wink the eye? What is back of that?
Well, these are people who have no fear of God.
Mm-hmm.
They have no brakes on the car.
Mm-hmm.
They are either angry because life has dealt them a bad blow, or they're very covetous. Then they want more, and they want more,
so it's
and they
about
want
more. Them, yeah, people getting something,
and so they're going to run over other people to get what they want, and it's never enough. They always want more. They always want more.
More of an overt,
yeah. So,
overt, which is it? Both or?
Well, I think it's both.
Okay,
and I mean, it could be. I'm just envisioning a scenario. It could be some businessmen conspiring together,
sure,
to drive out a partner.
Yeah.
Or to drive someone else out of business where you really are doing harm and destruction mm-hmm. to another person, and you're probably breaking the contract, breaking your own word, breaking a confidence, and you're causing trouble. And so you wink the eye in the middle of this, you know, power lunch or meeting to signal the other person, and you're just looking for trouble
mm-hmm.
rather than being humble mm-hmm. and playing by the rules.
So here's a big question. Can we as true believers fall into these little plots?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know we non-believers can, but can true believers fall into these perversive ways?
No question we can. Because we still battle with the flesh.
So we get caught up in this.
Yeah, and we still do what we shouldn't do and don't do what we should do, Romans 7. And so we can be pulled into this kind of thing as well. This just can't characterize our lifestyle and our mode of operation. But yes, there can be isolated incidences where we do trip and fall in this. That's why we need to be on guard and be very careful. And also that we have others who, friends and associates, who are principled and who are honest. And that has an influence in a positive way upon us. And so, yes, we as a Christian, we can fall into this kind of thing, and we just need to stay clear of this, whether it is at work, church, at home, wherever it is.
So we don't want to be doing anything that is hidden.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Behind people's backs, under the table. That's just not godly.
Those are great synonyms you just used, Kent. That really frames the picture very well.
All right, here's the last question.
Yeah.
I have a couple of seconds here. What do we do if someone is doing this against us? If we realize that there's plot, there's undercurrents in our life, wherever it is, whether it's school, on the team, you know, in business, what mm-hmm. do we do?
Well, I think the first thing we do is we go to the person who's the instigator of this and humbly say, you know, I may be misreading this,
yeah,
but it has dawned on me, it has come to my attention that there may be something going on here. Please explain to me how this has come together, because this isn't just a coincidence that this has worked out this way. Please help me understand. Please help me see this.
So we need to try to expose it in a gracious way.
Expose it in a gracious way. The other thing I would say very quickly is there are times that we suffer unjustly. Mm-hmm. And I know of businessmen who could have made an incredible profit, but who chose not to make this a massive issue. Mm. And we're very principled and humble people and chose to turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's an example, really, of Christ-likeness at times. So, well, thank you for joining us today on Steadfast Hope. And I trust that you have good friends around you and that they are a very positive influence upon your life. Thank you for joining us on Steadfast Hope.